Thank you, Daryl. Good morning, everyone. So yesterday we did a presentation about our Active Directory overview documentation, basically for the domain drawing scenarios. Today we're going to go through, I guess, three pathways. The first one would be the authentication overview documentation. I have this S kind of here. It's because I think right now it's still called the OAuth system overview documentation or subsystem overview documentation. But pretty, if you look at the MSDN link, it still says OAuth SOD, but pretty soon it's going to become OAuth OD. So we're going to demo authentication scenarios, test ways for this, and later on we're going to also give a quick introduction about another two old test ways, DRSR and NRPC. So for this, I'll team up with Guqing here. Guqing will do a demo later on. Again, you know, the purpose for our test ways are two purposes. One is to test the documentation, to, you know, make sure documentation is accurate. Another purpose, of course, is to help our partners to do the troubleshooting and test their implementation. Very quickly, this is our brief agenda today. Very similar to yesterday's ADOD test ways. We're going to introduce our talk about our test environment a little bit. We'll talk about our the code design a little bit. What is the idea behind the design and the software required? And if you need to do an installation yourself, you know, how should we do it? We're going to go through the user scenarios at very high level and introduce you about the test case workflows, and then we'll do a demo. So this is our test environment. We have two domains, and between two domains, we have two-way trust. One has the client, it's called curb.com domain, and has a Windows ADC. This is our Windows environment, by the way. Another domain, we call it contoso.com, and this domain has an application server. And later on, you will know this application server can be used as the web service application and RPC application server, as well as a file sharing application server. So basically, this is our system under test. We have another machine called driver, very similar to the ADOD test suites, to trigger the whole scenarios. And for our partners, you can replace your implementation, replace this Windows 8 client with your implementation, and we can drive through our scenarios as well. So very simple, two domains. This is for Windows environment. For non-Windows environment, it's even simpler. Actually, it's only one domain. We have Windows ADC, we have a non-Windows application server, and we have a Windows application server, still Windows 8 application server. And we have a non-Windows client. Right now we're using Ubuntu. We also set up Samba on top of it and try to access the application server. Together, when we set up our environment, we basically set up all of the VMs on top of Windows 8 server host. And we try to take advantage of all of the VMs we can use. So we actually, for application server, for both Windows and non-Windows environment, we share application server here. As you can see, in the hardware topology, in our VM topology, we also have the driver act as a gateway. That way, we can, you know, this driver can monitor all of the network traffic, and we're going to use our tool NetMount to capture all of the network traffic. That way, we can do a comprehensive analysis on the messages on the wire. So very quickly, go through two domains. For Windows environment, we have application server here. And the client will go cross domain, try to access application server, get authenticated, and access application server. So for the non-Windows environment, it's all here. And the Linux client will access application server within the same domain as well. And you know, when you do your own testing, of course, you can replace your client here. For authentication scenarios, we only support the client implementation. We didn't have any support on your implementation on the server side. I think it's very, very early to do that anyway. Any questions so far? Yeah, I guess we're still waking up right now. this is the sort of the workflow for our test code. This box here is our driver machine. And this is, again, this is for Windows environment. And this represent two domain controllers. And this is represent application server. And this is our client. So the driver is act as a diagnostic tool to monitor all of the traffic. As you can see, we capture all of the traffic through using a net mount tool. And the driver, the test also trigger all of the test scenarios and monitor PCs and clients to verify the status before and after the scenarios. Yeah, so very, very similar to our EDOD test suite as well. Yeah, feel free to ask questions anytime you want. So for non-Windows, it's very, very similar to it, but it's simpler. We only have one DC controller, and we have a patient server here. We have a Linux client. We're using share scripts. So the driver computer can trigger the scripts to take action, to execute the scenarios. Here are the software required to run our test suites. We need the net mount tools, and we need some parser for net mount tools. And this is only for the test suite library, it's only specific for our test suites. Again, everything is already packaged in our installation file, so you don't need to worry about that. You do need the Visual Studio 2010 to run our test suites if you decide to run it using a Visual Studio. You can also run all of our test suites case by case, actually, or altogether using command line. But you still need the .NET framework, at least on your system, on both driver and client to run through the scenarios. For non-Windows environment, we're using a Telnet server and Samba 4. We're also using curl and NFS common and Kerbal 5 users. This is required to execute all of the scenarios we design. This is very briefly, we'll talk about if you want to install everything yourself, this is how you do it. You just unpack this installation file, and everything should be here. But if you choose to manually install our test suite yourself, you can upload the share script manually to the client machine. And if we need to using your script to take actions, we can config using those config files to tell the test suite where you have your script, so we can trigger that script. And more often, you know, we choose to run our test cases manually with your implementation. We can use interactive adapter again here, and you can still use our test suites to do some diagnostic and to help you to do the troubleshooting. Here's some user scenarios for our test suite. For our Windows environment, we have several cases around the interactive logon scenarios. Basically, you using the client machine try to log on the DC in another domain, so you get authenticated. You go through all of authentication scenarios. I think in Michiko's presentation yesterday, she demoed the message flow in a very, very detailed way already. So we have several cases under interactive logon. You can log on just like a UI logon through Windows, or you can log on using a command line. or you can using some typical Linux command like run as admin to log on. And we're going to monitor all of the authentication messages and do analysis on these messages and give you a report on that. More interesting scenarios are here. So we basically try to access application server cross, if you remember the topology we have across domain, and in three different categories. So we access a file sharing application server, we access a web service application server, and we will access the RPC application server. So that will give us, that will cover pretty much all of the common scenarios our customer will use. And of course, after authentication, we'll also, you'll also see a little bit authorization process. So the client will be able to access those application servers. So any questions on these user scenarios? And those for the non-Windows environment are very similar to Windows too. We have interactive logons. We have the file sharing authentication to the application server using SMB protocol. And we have the web service scenarios using HTTP, and we have the RPC scenarios. For the RPC scenarios, we're actually using Sun RPC services and also using NFS. Very quickly, this is our test case flow. So at the beginning, we do an initialization session. We have an initialization session and to clean up our environment. And then we start the net mount tool, try to capture all of the traffic on the wire. And then we trigger the scenario. We trigger the client to run the scenarios, stop net mount, verify the message, verify the status on both client and servers, and restore the environment. So with that, I will have Guqing to do a quick demo for us. And feel free to ask us questions anytime.
My name is Guqing from WinterOp team. I will be doing a demo for the OSOD test suite. As text already mentioned, we have the environment set up. Here, the application server and the DC2 is in the same domain. The domain name is contoso.com. And the client and the DC1 are in the another domain called curb.com. These two domains are two-way fullest trust. And we also have a non-Windows invitation to test the Kerberos message. The client is Ubuntu, and we installed a semaphore to both of these two environments need a driver to trigger the test scenarios and verify the capture map. So now let's go look into our test suite. Here we have several scenarios. As I already mentioned in the presentation, we have the file sharing scenarios like SMB2, SMB, or web service scenarios. Yeah, and also some RPC and NF scenarios, we will mount the Windows NF share folder to Ubuntu machine. I would like to demo one test case, choose the SMB because it will be the very common scenario for the partners. So, one test case. Oh, another thing I want to mention is that we have two ways to run test case. One is already we have to do it in the Visual Studio, and another one is that we can run the test case in command line. You can see that we have a command line to run the test cases. And we already prepared all the batch file for the applications separately. And also you can run it by category. For example, Windows BVT or non-Windows BVT, you can also you can define your category, so you can run it. And we have run off test cases. So yeah, after run the test case, you use the batch file, the test result will be placed here. You will find the last one to, since this file is a TX file, you can open it in the Visual Studio. It's similar with this one. You can just open, just double click the test result. The test result will show in the Visual Studio. This is the TX file. So let me show the logs for the test case. At the beginning, we will initialize test case, like do some cleanup and do some initialization. And then we will start to load the netmount capture information from the config file. For example, where is your client machine, or where is your domain controller, and where is the application server. After that, we will start the netmount in the Java machine. Since Java machine is the gateway, so it could capture all the traffic in the whole network topology. And then we will trigger the client to access some, in this case, it will access a shared folder because it's an SMB case. So for other scenarios, it will also trigger other. And then after it finished, we will stop the netmount because all the captured all the message traffic are captured in our netmount. So we stop it, and there was a captured file in the system Java netmount folder. I will share it later. So after this, we will start to verify the captured file. We will load the captured file and require some filters, because since we capture all the network traffic in the whole network origin, so there will be some noise, so we need to filter it out. And then we start to verify. In this case, we verify the SMB C negotiate first, and then it should have a negotiated request. After this, Kerberos AS request will be sent. And we will verify the message type, and Kerberos error will return because of the it will miss some specifications. So Kerberos AS request send again, and the collect Kerberos application service responsible. Then the Kerberos will send to require a ticket, so the TGS request is sent, and the server will correctly respond to a TGS response. After this, the client already gets a correct ticket to access the application server, so the Kerberos application request, which will embedded in the application's message, it will be sent to the application server. And the server correct response to it with the correct message. Here, because this case is, we designed this case and this part in our event, so the case passed. All of the messages are matched with it. But for some implementation, maybe they didn't, some messages may mismatch. So here, we will report an error if they didn't match. For example, we send a TGS request, but the KDT doesn't respond correctly, so here we will just fail it, and we will tell that which part does not match with our expected message. And this last test case is a success. Yeah, and I will show you the netmount capture file as well. Yeah, we will automatically capture all the messages in the network topology and save it to the system drivers. This is the case we run it. And of course, you can use this to diagnostic and debug your implementations. We can use some use some filter to filter out the one. Like the PS look crash and then look between the turbo's error because it doesn't have the enough blue authentication information. And then it send AS request again and it will collect the responses. Yeah, I think this is the presentation. Any questions?
So, one thing worth a note is this time we didn't design any claims or CBAC specific test cases, but we did run through our test scenarios with CBAC turning on and turn off to make sure it's backward compatible. When you turn on CBAC, actually you can see some CBAC information within the SMB packets.
That's a good point, Dexter. So we have, as Dexter showed, we have Win8 VMs for our test environment for you. However, we're not exploring this year all of the CBAC scenarios from a test perspective. We've done some demonstrations, and later today we will review some on-wire examples for you that are directly applicable to the CBAC and DAC scenario from the AZOD document authorization. This is AuthSO. Ganga did AZO, so authentication. Authorization. So
since we still have some time, I will have Guqing here to show test cases running on our non-Windows environment.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dexter. Thanks, sure. Guqing.
Okay.
Oh, we've got one question.
Yeah, so in the event that something fails, what level of diagnostic information does the tool set provide beyond, for example, saying that a field that was expected was missing from a frame, or beyond that? So how does it help me go about debugging this?
Okay, good question. So the question is, when the test case is failed, to what degree we can show the diagnostic information? So at a very high level, we're going to show you where it fails, and if there's a message mismatch on the data, about the data on the where, we're going to show you why, what we expected and what did we capture. So you will know there's a request maybe you're sending it's wrong or it's not expected. And if it fails at a beginning stage, we also tell you, maybe there's a network problem or something like that. Any other information you can have? Right. Is there any case we can just make it fail and then show?
Okay.
So we'll try to show you a failed case and see how it works.
Okay.
Try to do the demo here.
Here we have a timeout. We can just set it to very small. Then the capture file will just cut.
So we will change our configuration to change the timeout to a very short time frame. What that does is that means we're not going to capture the whole message because we don't have enough time to capture all of the network traffic. That will, artificially mismatch, make the message mismatch, and we'll show you how will our test suites act as the diagnostic tool for the failures. So running the same test cases we demoed earlier, and see if this time we can fail it.
Just reduce the timeout and the capture time, because it may lose some messages after we trigger the scenarios. So some message, the machine is quite fast. Okay. Just change to zero. This is the mouse configuration.
This time it has to fail.
We suppose it will fail. But the machine is really fast, then the traffic is just send and let them all capture it.
Yeah, so this config is hot, right? You don't need to...
Yeah, we don't need to rebuild the tool solution, you just change it in the config file.
Still pass. just make a zero.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Don't need to rip.
We don't need to restart. Because our stopped animals also have some... We can choose some case which will only at one time. Okay, let's change this one. I think it's this one. CPUI.
Yeah, as you can see, we should have rehearsed them for some special case. We should have prepared a field case, do analysis. Yeah. One thing for the demo, you have to rehearse and you have to exercise.
One thing you could do is go back to the presentation that Tarun provided the other day. And he walked through a couple of examples that he had prepared in advance for debugging with the test suite. So, and we're trying over time, we'll have more of those. We have some from last year, and you can look that through that link as well. We had some good examples of a test suite debugging. So we certainly will over time try to do more and more of those examples. But
it's really fast. I had to manually close it, stop it in the kind of, but
I don't mean to repeat stuff that was already covered.
Error message. No.
Yeah, it's really fast. So we.
Also.
Okay. Okay. Oh. We can just go to the log. Here, for example, we define a set as define a TGS request. Which we expect that as a message type should equals 12, and if your message or your invitation doesn't match this, for example here you didn't send a request or the response is not collected, then we will the message the successful message is that the expect frame is found in the match file coverage shot. If not. Your invitation doesn't match this, so our message will be that the expected frame doesn't find in the network coverage file. Because our messages are verified in the sequence, so we can very clearly to see that which message is not match expected.
Yeah, Paul has a very good question. I think we're going to take some time, try to create this case. And when we later on to do the NRPC demo, maybe we will have some time to run this again. Yeah, just give us a little bit of time, we'll make it work. Yeah. Thank you.
To replace our client to the non-Windows environment, we need to change some configuration files, like we change the client computer name to non-Windows, like Linux machine. And also change the username for the client machine, password, also the IP. Just to simplify this, I already created another non-Windows configuration file. We can just replace it, so it will make our demo easy. So we can just replace it. TI. You can see that our config file has been replaced, so it so our computer machine is changed and the username is changed and also IP is changed. So this text will run through, go through the non-Windows environment. For non-Windows environment, we have the test case like NFS, for example. So we can run it. And the it will trigger this non-Windows client to mount a Windows NFS shell to this machine. So it will require some Kerbal authentication, and then we will verify the messages. And we also have a script to run the non-Windows for the non-Windows cases. And we use, because this is already automated, so we use the telnet to access that client machine and trigger the scripts we already put in that machine. So if you have the scripts already, so we can also use telnet to trigger that scripts. You can just put your configuration here, that where the script pass, here we put it there. If you have script ready, you can just change your script path there, we can trigger it. And if you don't have the script ready, we also support the called as interactive adapter. Here we use a manager because we write in the .NET and implement telnet. So if you are manually do it, you can just change it to interactive adapter. Then you can we'll pull up a message box and tell you that you need to manually trigger your scenarios, and then you close it. Our tools will also help verify the message sequence. Okay, this gets also passed. You can see that our message is quite, the verification is quite similar with the previous test case. We just verify the message in the sequence. And since this case it also matches the expected one, the case is passed.
So we'll bring up Guqing here. We'll try to use interactive adapter and try to demo the case for us SOD again. And this time we'll try to manually fill it and then show the message analysis in our log.
I will start to demo the interactive adapter for this test suite and also try to fail it and you see the log. Let's use this cases we demoed in the non-Windows environment and try to run it. You will see a mess.
Can you point it out in our config file, how can you change to the interactive adapter?
To change the case to run use the interactive adapter, we just change this line because if we use magic code, we use the telnet to
So let me just do one thing first. I want to take an opportunity to explain a little bit about the difference between the interactive adapter that Guqing is just mentioning. So for our test suites, you use adapters to do the various components. And one of the adapters is used for attaching to our SUT, which is the server under test. In this case, we're talking about different adapters. There's one of them, the basic adapter would be interactive. So if we don't have scripts prepared, such as a PowerShell script, or as he showing earlier with Telnet against a non-Windows, such as some Linux or Unix derivative. But the interactive adapter is the lowest common denominator. So if we're connecting to a system for which Microsoft has not provided some demo script, obviously the PowerShell is not available on it, so you wouldn't use the Windows PowerShell script. And Microsoft may not have created a script that would be accessible over Telnet, as an example, and perhaps you have not either. But you could step through it. It's very much, the interactive adapter is very much like what you do with a debugger, where you step through your code step by step. And the interactive adapter will come back and explain something to you. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background as preparation for Guqing's example.
Thank you, Dello, for the presentation. And here we stepped into this. We want to trigger an FS trace in the sandbox client. So now we didn't have the script ready, for example. Then it will pop up the message box that you, okay, please mount the NFS share folder of application server by script or do it manually just. And then if you get some error message, you can type it here and just click success or failed. For example, this example, we just said we need to run a script in the Linux client, so I just want to run it because we don't want to fail this case. So I didn't run the script and just click success. So this case should have failed because we didn't trigger the Kerberos message. It takes a while to run the case, to verify the message. Okay, this case failed as expected. So the message here is that the netmom capture file should match expect match sequence. And we can see the logs. In the logs, we are expect to have a Kerberos message. We have started to verify the expect from the Kerberos ASP, but since we didn't trigger it, so the log tells us that the current expect method is not found in the network capture file. So yeah, that's the typical failed case. And for some scenarios, you maybe have some of them in the capture file and some of them are not included. So it's just similar. Okay.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Guqing, for figuring out how to make this case work under such a short notice. Thank you. So that's all for our presentation. Any questions, we're always available here, and we'll talk to you, and if you're interested, we can help you to run our test suites in your office. Everything's set up already in your office. Any of us, you know, Yuqing, Ming, Randy, who did the demo for ADOD yesterday, and Guqing and I, we're all here available throughout the day. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks.